Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Shirley Shepherd. Welcome to Looking for My Give a Fuck. I'm just doing the damn thing. I'm just doing the damn thing. Giving a fuck and doing the damn thing. I'm already on one. I'm Shirley Shepherd, your crazy host of Looking for My Give a Fuck. You know, Looking for My Give a Fuck. You know, Looking for My Give a Fuck. 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 Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Shirley Shepherd. Good morning, everyone. What is it? February 4, 2024. And I still love my new intro. Looking for My Give a Fuck. You know, that's just like so cool. Has a lot of fucks in it though, right? Hi. How's everyone doing this morning? I have like a lot I want to share, and I think it'll be a great show, if not for you, for me. You know, I have my three listeners, me, my id, my ego. But it doesn't matter. My whole purpose in life is to get some of this stuff off my chest, and 20 years from now, 30 years from now, 40 years from now, it may be a show. Looking for My Give a Fuck, you know, or simply nothing more than some things that help me and maybe others in the future. This is episode 78 of Looking for My Give a Fuck, you know, Looking for My Give a Fuck, you know. Anyway, and today, what I've been doing this year, different than last year, is I've been looking for topics that I propose to talk about. And today is the quest for your fucks. Isn't that just terribly, perfectly great? And all those who don't cuss, I am so sorry, because I do. Anyway, and it says for this episode is navigating the search for what truly matters. You know, and it goes down. And again, if you've listened to my show in 2023, it's really about a conversation with family, my brother providing me with a book from Eckhart Tolle, you know, A New Earth, talks about the triggers and why inadvertently or systematically or without even notice, making them new words, without even notification. No, that's a real word. Without even notification of what I'm doing. There you go. I made up something. It just triggers. And sometimes those actions are not conducive to the manner in which I want to live my life. Right. And so it has been amazing. I mean, honestly, amazing going through this transformation. 78 episodes now, give or take five or six. When I called in sick, when I called in sick, right? When I radioed in sick. But anyway, and it's amazing, and it will continue being amazing. But now that we've gone through, you know, the book that started this show, and my brother and my mom, that whole conversational thing that I will continuously refer back to. Because if you have family that differ from the manner in which you think, you feel, you talk, you discuss, you love, if my family's hardcore. If you can't find your true self to have conversation and accept the fact you might not have reasons for your differentiation, yeah, I made up a word, differentiation, it's okay. Family or friends are about working within that. Most of us tend to shift into what other people want us to believe, think about, be about, so on and so forth. So my family just last year, I had a breakthrough. It was scary because mom, you know, mom's like 83, I think she is, and she still loves to fight. And my brother, Jay, was like, nigga, you know, I love you, but get shitty with me. It's all going down. I mean, you know, the family crazy, but we're nice in public. Anyway, so I was thought about maybe I'll look at some other things that can also help. And one of these things, you know, what is the quest? That's what this whole thing was about when I started, the quest for my give a fucks. Well, now that I'm going to talk about it on the show today, before I do some other stuff, it's important that we do find our quest of give a cares, give a fucks or whatever, because we've got a lot going on in the world, a lot going around the world. And if we don't shift, mind shift, physically shift, emotionally shift, start taking care of ourselves, our families, and we'll talk about that, we might not last long. And what does that mean? I don't mean, well, of course, as people would say, you do not get out of here alive. But what I'm saying is that there's this shift. And if you don't take care of yourself, your family, your own self, that means food and shelter and all those things, during the shift, you may just get pulled in with whatever that shift is looking like. You know, we can say governmental run. And if you want to keep your identity, if you want to keep your oneness, if you want to keep you know, just being, it's kind of like this. Everyone's on the grid, right? Excuse me. Everyone's on the grid. Everyone's on the internet. Everyone. For the 8%, like my brother being one of them, don't send him shit because he's not responding. He only has a phone regarding emergencies, and you guys, he tapes it with electric tape. That must make sense in some world. Anyway, if you are a part of that, I'm not going to be a part of it. Then you might still be able to handle, work with, and be a part of your individualism as this world begins to shift. But if you are part of it, I'd suggest you be aware, and then you also begin to think of what it looks like off the grid. And again, we'll talk about that, because it's not just, oh, them white folks gonna get their guns and go to the woods and we gonna do it. No. It's everybody better get, if you don't have your own I call it equalizer because my mom, she taught me that word. But if you don't have something to equalize someone coming at you and you can't protect yourself, there's a problem. Some people use guns. Some people use knives. My mother uses baseball bats, and we won't talk about that, but the family knows what she did with the baseball bat and knocked my daddy's knees out when he tried to get stupid. Not the hands, though. He was a musician. Just the knees. It's called the equalizer. But it is important you learn how to protect yourself, your immediate family, even others if you give a damn outside of self. And the other part of it is feed yourself. We'll talk about that. But this is not no joke like them white folks up in the woods, they crazy. No. How many of you today, if I could just quickly ask and talk to myself, have 2-3 months worth of food in the refrigerator, the freezer? I know one family, my sister. She'd be serious. It's always funny. If something happens, all we have to do is make it to Tiffany's house. That would be even from where we live now, it's 15 miles away in Los Angeles. That's a long way, but shoot, I know where to go. Our house, not so much, because I only buy wine weekly. And if I couldn't find wine in week 2, there'd be a problem. So I'm not even prepared. In fact, I better start, I better start planting some damn grapes, because that's the only way I'm going to live off the grid is have my own wine or whatever that thing is called. Anyway, so that's important. And you're thinking, well, why are you bringing that up? Because 2 days ago, I turned the TV off. And especially yesterday, and I accidentally turned it back on, and I saw some things that are happening. I was like, oh, my God, this is crazy. You know, what am I going to do about that? And how am I still going to live within this world of social media and all this other stuff, but yet protect myself? There's not one thing I have in my house right now, not even a bag that's packed. Mother does. Mother has a bag. She has everything packed, her paperwork. One time there was a fire close to our house, and they were proposing that we go to the shelter. And I just woke up, and I was looking like jack shit. It give two damps, my mother said, in the midst of gathering the paper, the dog. I got the dog at the time. It was Juju. Anyway, and I looked toe back. In the middle of mother gathering up her stuff, she throws in my room, which is her old office. She throws in my room a brand new sweatsuit and shoes, I think. I'm like, Mom, really, it's not that serious. She said, hell yeah, if we go into the shelter, with your luck, they'll interview you and you are not representing me looking like that. That's mother for you. If you guys know mother, that's it. She's like, I'll be damned. And I was looking toe up. She even gave me a beanie, I believe. But more importantly, she was ready. And she was ready for what's important to her, which are all the papers that do whatever needs to be due, you know, when this house, you know, if something were to happen to it. But more importantly, she had those sweatsuits that we look good at the shelter. So anyway, have we really thought about that? Is this a game? Why is it a game? And like I said, for the first time, I'm understanding what's happening and what it really looks like. Before I go there, oh, wait a minute, let me go back. And I have to give credit to my knowledge of what's going on in the world to working with someone. I cannot say their names only because I have not asked them. Working with someone that was from Armenia? Yeah, is that it? And she taught me history. She taught me history through me saying, oh, blacks this, blacks that. She said, let me sit your little ass down and tell you what they did to my people. The slaughter of them in 24 hours. The genocide. And what that looks like, black sea, red sea, blue sea, green sea, right? And how this and how that. And when she brought it all together, I was like, damn. And it wasn't to boast, like, who got fucked off worse. It was just like, you know, we got history here, too. The difference is that her focus is based on maybe something from her heritage or culture, We fight. We get to the top. We do this. And so she made a statement to me, now that I'm talking about it, and she said, well, you know, we black folks aren't that driven. Yes, she's still my friend and she's still alive. But before I tell you my answer, there was a Persian who told me, and she's my friend and she's still alive. Well, black people, the only expectation is they get through maybe first grade. You know, elementary school if we're lucky, right? Yes, they're both breathing. When the Persian told me that, I asked her to repeat herself because I was about 15 years younger than I am now. So I said, what? Because I'm getting ready now, I'm going to fight. And I said, what did you say? And she said, I said what I said. Our families has expectations, lawyer, doctor, dentist, I believe. They might add one more. Other than that, you're not a professional and you're a loser. Basically, no matter how much money you make doing something on the, you know, how much money. Those are the key factors as a Persian. And whether you want to do it or not, that's what you have to do. And I was like, she said, but I'm telling you this because I wanted to start my own restaurant. And she's so dainty. And she loved these really, I would call it one step up from white bread and cucumber and cheese sandwiches, but they were good, okay? She always wanted everyone to go to lunch and have a light lunch with organic wines. And I'm like, by the time I leave your damn restaurant, I'm hungry. But I wasn't because she would bring it to work and have these little containers and put this good food in it. And I just remember her always wanting that. And, you know, I think her dad who passed during our friendship, I think he probably wanted her to have that because she would just glow. And she taught me how to shake up a salad. I didn't even know there was a thing of you put the dressing in and shake it up. Okay. And she was getting married to an amazing man I still love. He's a dentist. But what he loved to do was play the bongos. In fact, he was so incredible. But he had to stop. He was a musician because his hands would blister. Therefore, what? He could not be a dentist. So we had these two amazing people, one lawyer, one a dentist, who wanted to do stuff like probably just hang out, have some beautiful music at a beautiful cafe where you come and just fucking chill and have one step up from cucumber sandwiches and organic wines and teas and shit. But she couldn't. So she looked at me and she said, maybe I said it wrong, but I wish I had an option. Well, I was very proud of the fact that I wasn't pigeon-toed to that. I was very embarrassed of the fact that she thought that's all we were. But that wasn't what that conversation was about. It was about me thinking, well, bitch, you got everything. And her saying, but choice. You guys are lucky. Well, because I asked her a couple times before I went off and whooped her motherfucking ass, to be honest, because you don't say nothing like that, you know, because that's just not cool. I began to listen, and now I understand her give a fuck, and I understand my give a fuck, and our give a fuck, right? That was the Persian. Now we have the Armenian. She said, well, we're better than you guys because you guys are lazy, or however she put it. Well, half the time, her and I were going to fight anyway because she just... They can come off very, I don't know. Sometimes I'd be like, I'll make up a name. I'd be like, Z, dude, are we fighting or are we cool? Because the way you came off, and she's like, are we fighting or are you cool? You know, because they think they gangster, because they forgot that they're supposed to be afraid of black people, right? Because they're basically black too, right? No, I'm just joking. But she wasn't afraid. She said, fuck it, I came over here. I took 14 years to go to law school, do this and that. I meet up with your ass, and you going to tell me you smarter than me? No, we going to go head to toe. And I was like, okay, let's roll. For a year, we rolled. And then we realized we were in the same position. She had the gusto. I was older. I was tired. I didn't want to do it anymore. And she said, I don't give a damn. I got to keep fighting. We never know when certain people or militias, whatever, will come and take over our family or our lives. You have no idea. And when something would happen in her country, she would say, her sister, who were the two older, she would get scared, nervous. I'm like, well, why? She said, because you never know. In our country, they just call you up, or people go and they volunteer, and it could be boyfriends, friends, cousins, and it ain't good. They look up and they're dead. I said, well, what does that have to do with you thinking you're better than black? She said, I think I'm better than everybody. I said, excuse me? She said, because I fight. I'm like, well, bitch, don't fight here. She's like, no, I work harder than you. I study harder than you. I come from nothing. And I make it in this United States of America. I have networks. I have friends. We work together. What do you have? I said, well, what I do have is about 2 more minutes for you to say what I don't have is going to be on a crack-a-lackin'. And we got over that because it was heavy. But she said to me, you know, and she said, you know, here's what our culture does. And she explained how they get together and they stay together, whether they like each other or not, they stay together in the States. If you see one Armenian, they got a whole list of doctors, lawyers, so on and so forth, people that are legal, that they take care of, whatever. They got a system. And a couple of times her system helped me get some things that we didn't have systems for in my own black, my own community, whatever, you know, like Jay Keane would say to me, you're only as good as your, you know, you can extend out to. My mom said the same thing. So I share all that because when I watch CNN or me, I really watch Fox. I'm a Foxy girl because I'm a conservative. I begin to see what's happening in these countries, other countries, and I realize they're much more closer than home than we think. Not because they're people in our country. It's because what their people ran away from could show up here. It's getting close. So that's why I looked at the news yesterday. I'm like, oh, my God, I got to start giving a fuck. Giving a fuck about if there was a war, where am I going to be? Do I have the family information? Have I even started a garden? What the fuck? We got rocks back here. I'm like, Mom, we got to get some garden just in case something happened and we can't go to the stove. I got to learn how to make wine. I got to call my auntie. Mimi used to make some moonshine. I don't know what it calls, but I need my wine. I don't care what y'all need my wine. And somehow I got to learn about some cheese making. But anyway, we do have to make some adjustments to our give a fuck has to come out of how we want to live as individuals. And some people don't want to think about it. I mean, I don't. Remember I told you guys 2 weeks ago that I was going to change up my whole system and it was going to sound better? Yeah, I got off the show and I'm like, yeah, because we get tired. We have so many things to do. But we better start putting above and, you know, ourselves, how are we going to succeed? How are we going to live? You guys, it happened. COVID. Well, I swear to God, COVID comes and I'm not listening to the news. And that morning I remember, I said, okay, boss, I'll be in and he called and says, yeah, I don't think you can come in. What the hell are you talking about? So this world shut down. Only problem I had was I didn't have enough wine, see, because I only did week to week, and that was Monday. I didn't have my weekly wine, so I almost panicked. But I do remember, I'm like, what the fuck? And the world just went, yeah, stop doing it. Now, what makes you think the world won't stop and we would have to, you know, deal with our own necessities again? Are you ready? I'm definitely not. I'm going to get ready. Like I said, my wine. But they can do it again. And if you've noticed, even though this is not what I wanted to talk about today, but if you've noticed, they have come out with Netflix, whatever, so many great movies, because I got caught up watching some this morning. Actually, I have one more to watch, Fool Me Once. You guys, it's really good, by the way. I'm like, shit, they have so much information. They have the football game. They have Taylor Swift. They have the Super Bowl. They have Usher, you know, doing the Super Bowl. Like, the Super Bowl is so, I don't even think it's a Super Bowl. I think it's a super motherfucking concert. It ain't no Super Bowl. And I don't even give a damn about the Super Bowl. I usually go to a party, pick a team that people think are going to lose and talk shit, do the whole thing, get on everyone's nerve, and my team wins and I go happy, right? No, I mean, usually that's what it is. Or we wait to the halftime show or whatever the case may be, that, you know, but what is this? Is it the concert or a game? Is it Taylor, whatever that little girl's name is, trying to get the little football player to be more than a football player when he retires? I mean, the game is just so on. It's so fixed. It's so embarrassing, right? So they have us so busy. And then, you guys, honestly, I do watch Fox and I do watch CNN. They tell the same story, but two different versions of it. Again, I will have my story in this house about what I think going on. My mom and I and my brother, same subject. It's the middle, if you're bothered. It's the middle that we have to get to for our own livelihood. It's the middle. What does that mean? I don't know what it means. I do believe when Donald Trump, I do believe he'll get in office, he'll stop all this. He'll be like, you know, you stop fighting. We ain't got no time for that. Let's make some money. Bop, 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 bop. Because he has no dogs in the race. America, politics, legal shit, everybody works based on the dog they have in the race. Super Bowl, super not, there's not. How many people base actions off of their own empathy, want, for betterness of another person. When I get paid sometimes, and I've had people that help me, but when I get paid or when I get something for my business, whatever, just randomly gift. Because people have randomly gifted to me. There's no dog in the race with that gift. Just here, go. I don't even care if they get back to me and say, thank you. They don't have to. I just need to know it posted or they got it. And usually I can get it that, you know, there's receipts or whatever you get, especially Zelle or whatever. But how many of us are in this world with no dog in the motherfucking race? It's all about, you know, I got you. I'll do this. And then you do this and you do that. And I do, do. I'm going to win this law case because I'm going to make some money. And hopefully your rights are, you know, you lost your son. A cop killed your son. You know, I got you. We're going to get some money for that. I got my money. You know, the lawyers get their money, get their 40%. You home, your son, your daughter ain't back. But you got $200, $300, $400, maybe $2 million that you don't know how to budget. And you don't know what the fuck. So you just drowned your loss in unnecessary expenses and losing of the money. But we all care about each other, right? You know, everybody got a dog in the race. Get the fucking dog out the race. Donald Trump, the only dog he got in the race is his own ego. That's cool. I mean, he might have the world blown up, however you guys think about that. But he wasn't a part of the, I do this for you, you do that for me, you do that for me. I'm sure that's how the United States of America was arranged, because we didn't probably have much, not we, or whoever started this was like, you know what, we're going to get this, and then we're going to work together. I'm sure there was a good faith, you know, thing. Now it's like, you know, remember back 200 years ago when so-and-so did this, you still owe us this and you still owe us that, so you can't blow up this and you can't blow up that, da-da-da. So anyone in office like Biden, who's been in office most of his life, every move he has to make, if you think about it like chess, like, shit, if I make this move, I fuck off these options. Or do I want to expose what we did here in order to get that, in order to get this, in order to get that? Every fucking move has an attachment. Because that's how this motherfucking government works. Because that's how it was founded, the barter system. Okay, so I'm going to give you some sugar over here, but when we fight with these people over here, you're going to be on our side, right? Okay, cool. Oh, shit, no more sugar. Oh, fuck, what you going to do? I'm going to go to the other side and tell them what you were doing when we were on your side. It's like, oh, my God. So we do stuff with dogs in the race, except Donald Trump. The only dog in the race is now Donald Trump got 100,000 criminal actions against him, claims against him, and he's just going to come in like, I ain't got no dog in the race. And when he comes in, unfortunately, he tells people, stop, 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 stop. And they're like, well we made an agreement with Clinton, whatever, I don't give a fuck, I'm boss. And he's breaking down those walls of bullshit just to build up new ones. Like, everybody stop fighting. Fuck that. Let's all throw it in. Let's see if we're going to get along and see some new shit. And then within the new shit, of course he has a dog. You know, he has a dog in the race. The United States will be fairly in the race. But right now he's like, everybody stop this shit. What the fuck's going on? Y'all fighting on some agreement that we made 200 motherfucking years ago. Fuck that. Lift it. Let's see what's going on. And then let's come together and agree on who we're going to hate and how this is going to work, right? It's like dodgeball. Pick your team. And then, you know, it's just insane. But as this is going on, we truly have to, I mean, honestly, be our own dog in the race, such as take care of yourself. You know, have a guard. When people told me about a garden 10 years ago, in fact, I cannot say his name, but I can say his initials, CB, talking about you have to live in a bunker and your own garden. I'm like, nigga, you've lost your mind. You've been in the entertainment industry a little too long. But it's true. You don't have to be obsessive or anything about it. Just look at your own home. Right now, do you have enough food? Do you have enough medicine? Do you have enough access to medicine? Nowadays, when they're giving you medicine, it's like they only want to give you 30 days or whatever. I mean, how do you propose you deal with that? I have some suggestions, but I won't say it on the air. I've lost prescriptions often. I'll break them up in half. They say take, like right now I'm on amoxicillin, 875 milligrams, you guys. By the way, I still am a little congested. I've been, as of last Monday, a sinus infection, ear infection, upper respiratory infection. If I'm going to get sick, I'm going to do the whole goddamn thing. And I did. So I'm on 875 milligrams of amoxicillin. Now, they say to take it for 15 days. My body can't sustain two for 15 days. My body can barely sustain one a day. Maybe I can put extra couple of those in the boxes of, you know, survival. You know, it's just crazy. But going back to the quest for fucks, the quest for understanding, the quest for purpose, I'm not saying that we need to hang out with and try to be white, Armenian, Persian, because we can't do that. If we really had friends or people that can tell us their story without us doing comparison until after we hear their whole story, we realize that one day, I realize that one day there'll be times my Persian friend and I will be on two different sides, nothing more than that's just the way it goes. Or my friend, you know, that I love dearly, who's Armenian, there might be times where we, because of the government, wants to separate us, not because black or white, just because political impact of things that happen between the two countries. That doesn't have to happen. I know damn well that my Armenian friend, she has twins and her mom and dad are here and shit. If something go wrong, I'm going over there and eat because them niggas can cook. Well, they not niggas, but they can cook. My mama can cook here. My sister got the food. I just got to find a winery. I don't know what I'm saying about that. But what I'm saying is sometimes when you look at what's happening from, you know, instead of, you know, from your perspective, but to other historical and political perspectives, you see it's greater than making sure you pass a bill that black people can eat. In fact, I have 3 minutes. I have to go on this. I was watching inadvertently CNN yesterday, and they were talking about Biden, all the great things he's doing and all the great things the Democrats have been doing, and that's probably fine. And they continue to bring in money to the poor communities. And I stopped right there. If you were doing so great for the quote-unquote poor communities, why are we still considered poor communities? If you've done so great about housing and you continue to pass bills for additional housing, and this has been going on for how many years, what have you been doing for those years? Because we're still in the same position we were when the first time we asked for financial independence or small business support. You got to be careful with them words. We're still helping the underprivileged. What the fuck? You got millions. You bragged about how you've been doing it since you've been a Republican, excuse me, Democrat, and are you still saying we still trying to give you money? Then what have you done? Larry Elder, y'all niggas get mad at him all the time, and you can because sometimes he get on my nerves, but why don't you read his perspective as I'm indicating it? We're not saying that y'all bad, but you must put your money where your mouth is. What have been done that has filtered into the communities that have lifted us up from where we've been to where we should be to, but yet where we are now? And everyone's like, well, you better vote for Biden because Biden's better than what? For years, we Obama talking about we shall overcome. Nigga, overcome what? We doing the same shit. It's unnerving. I'm not voting for someone so they can put more money in a community that they've been putting money in supposedly and stealing it back for the last 60 years. This white boy here and just throw my shit up in the you know, just say, yeah, shit, let me see if I get some money. They're going to fight? What they're going to do here? Okay, I'm going to get a contract and make some bullets or whatever. That's what Donald Trump's about. So don't get at me when you're talking about what Republicans and Democrats have and have not done. All I know is a black female, my job, I mean, lucky because I come from a different breed, and I'd be like, fuck you, and knocking down walls. But a lot of us are still in the same place that we were. And now we're about to get, you know, we're being bamboozled and not realizing that we need to take care of our own. We need to, like I said, become self-sufficient, however that looks. And like I said, when I hang up, I'm going to make sure I go to Amazon and order a month's supply of wine. Oh, I need Jesus. Okay, I don't know why I went on that tangent, but I think it was an important one. There are sometimes looking at what is around us and sharing my perspective and for others to take it or leave it. This is not, as of today's date, one of those shows where you can comment. However, I have an announcement. As of next week, the show will go for an hour and a half, however long I want it to go. I will have my new sound system because I'm going to have my brother do that today, and it will be more of a discussion back and forth. I will invite guests. I will invite my family to come and speak, especially my family. They're so important, because family's so fucking important. Because sometimes when you wonder your downs, you can look up and realize that they're not downs. They're just our, you know, an extension of our greatness from our family. Maybe we're just looking at it upside down. God, we need family. It's so fucking important. Family, they may be listening. Mother is doing quite well. The healing of the ear is extremely painful. They took a lot of chunk out of her ear, so she's in pain. Tiffany's taking care of her every day, and I'm just kind of watching because I'm a weenie. Okay, you guys, till next week, I want everyone just to start thinking about themselves, do what they got to do, find a give a fuck, and all that other crap. And I think I got to go. Somebody put my ending song on. Have a great week, you guys. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Shirley Shepherd. Welcome to Looking for My Give a Fuck. I'm just doing the damn thing. I'm just doing the damn thing. Giving a fuck and doing the damn thing. I'm already on one. I'm Shirley Shepherd, your crazy host of Looking for My Give a Fuck. You know, Looking for My Give a Fuck. You know, Looking for My Give a Fuck. 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 Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Shirley Shepherd.